Welcome to Forging a Life, Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes? Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I am Coach Christine Clark, and this is Forging a Life, going beyond the curve and calling in your unique destiny. We are here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern time in the United States. I want to make sure that we talk about the giveaway every month. I give away a free coaching, laser coaching program, so you can blaze and grow in 2022. It's an opportunity to do one-on-one laser coaching. It's a free program. And just send me your email to Christine at Sunglow Transformation with your name, your phone number, and your email address. Put in the subject line, free laser coaching. And I had the opportunity to work with Noreen, and this is what Noreen told me. Christine, I am so grateful that I was listening on your radio show on KKNW that day and was able to connect with you. Your coaching has been a great inspiration to me and so helpful in moving forward in my spiritual and physical life. Thank you. Thank you for those words, Noreen. And the laser coaching, working one-on-one, can be yours. Just put your name in for that. What we're going to talk about, elements. What are in your elements, your elemental gifts, those things that set you apart, that create what you have and are in you so that you can claim the destiny that you want. And for those of you out there, you know, when you've had those mountaintop experiences, when you have stood up and whoop and had that giddy exuberant just washing over you because something fantastic has happened and you are at that mountaintop. And we've all also been there and then also been in the fact, you know, when we are hurting, when we are like standing like stone because of hurt, of loss, of regret that's weighing us down. And both of those are life happening as we wayfind our way to our destiny. And the gift in the steel, the forging life built on the creation of the katana, the samurai sword, which is a highly functional, beautiful work of art, same like your life is a highly functional, beautiful work of art. The gift in the steel that creates that katana is that the elements that make up the steel are what gives that katana everything it needs to be what it's meant to be. And it's the same for you. You have those elements inside you, but they don't come out unless you're in the process. Like for the katana, it has to get hot. It has to get hammered on. It has to go through heat treatment. It has to get ground on. And for you, your process is your path. And it is for you alone. Everybody's path is theirs alone. And those significant events of your life, those mountaintop events and those deep valley events, all are there for you to shape you so that you can hone and claim your elements. So you want to be able to acknowledge what's inside you, trust your authentic self, and claim that unique process that's leading you to your significant life. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, in my family, we have gifts and there are experience gifts and there's our gifts from experience. Today's show, we're talking about the gifts from experience. My family at Christmas time always does a round robin giveaway. You know, we all put the gifts in the middle. You pick numbers. People get to pick a number and then they open something and then we're allowed to we do some stealing. You can only steal something three times. And it's a lot of fun. It's a hoot to see who puts what in the gift pile. And there are sometimes the gifts that come back Christmas after Christmas. There was a huge bottle of Moak & David wine once that went home and was brought back. I apologize, Moak & David. It just wasn't for our family. But it was something that kept coming back year after year until finally somebody finally drank it or did something with it. Or the ugly sweater that, you know, it's just out there and it's like, oh, okay, well, thank you. And we put it away in the closet. The next year we wrap it up in a package and we put it back in the pile. Those are the experienced gifts. And then there are the gifts that come from experience, that life gives us gifts from experience. When we have those mountaintop moments, those are moments where we get to acknowledge, get to expand. And then we also have those times when we're in the fire, when we are going through some really, really, really tough things. When my son was 7 years old, his name is Ben. He's now 27 years old. So 20 years ago, when he was 7 years old, I took him to camp and was leaving him off. It was a 3-day camp and we got everything unpacked, got his sleeping bag there, got his bag of all his stuff. And it was all, everything was in a big lodge. All the kids were in there because they were going to do some activities and then break up into their groups and go to their camps. And he was going to get to stay in a teepee for a couple of days. And as I was saying goodbye and letting, you know, getting ready to leave, he began to get real clingy and then he began to freak out and then he began to just really come apart, come unglued. And we went through this process of talking about it's going to be fine, getting him kind of calmed down, give him a hug, start to pull away. And he'd like, no, and, you know, freak out. And it was totally blindsided me because this kid was my steady Eddie. This kid was the one who was grounded and was easy and went with things. And some counselors began to understand, oh, something's going on here. So we got somebody hooked up one-on-one with him. And then I did one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. I finally just gave him a hug, told him I loved him, handed him off to the counselor, turned and walked away and didn't look back, even though he was freaking out. And it was really amazingly heartbreaking. It was the hardest thing I'd ever thought I'd have to do. Also, on the other side, when I was in direct sales, I was at a retreat, a 3-day retreat, and we had all these top people that were there to work with us that we called them directors. And throughout the weekend, we would get training and do some different work. And one of the last days, I think in the afternoon, we had an open mic where people could just come and say what they learned or what had meaning for them. And I felt moved to recognize our leadership. And so I stood up and talked about each one of these women. What I saw was their unique gifts that they had brought to pour into us to make our experience and our growth possible. And then one of the directors came up and gave me a great big hug and people were applauding. And when I opened my eyes over her shoulder, I saw that it was a standing ovation. And it just, a jolt ran through me, scared me so bad. It was like, wow. And that was a mountaintop experience, but still it was frightening. I was not ready for that reveal of that piece of me to see that and have people respond that way to me. And it was just absolutely shaking. And so we have these mountaintop experiences, and we also have those really tough experiences. And all of them are meant for us to hone our skills and to pull out of us our unique elements. What are our unique elements? And what does that mean to be hammered on, to be created? And what does it mean to pull out those elements? And how much elements do we need to really be authentic and to capture our destiny? We'll talk about that when we come back. I want to ask you, during the break, go ahead and take a moment, go send an email to Christine@sunglowtransformation.com to put your name in for that free laser coaching so you can blaze in 2022. Give us your name, your phone number, and your email. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is Sunglow Transformation. You can find me on the web, my website, and also on Instagram, on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, by Coach Christine Clark, and also at Sunglow Transformation. We're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what are our elements, how much element do we have, and how do those come to the surface. We'll talk in just a few minutes.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
What could you achieve if you knew someone was going to ask about your progress every week? Accountability matters. Small corrections and check-ins with your goals can lead to big results in your business without you feeling overwhelmed. Success Magnified owner Mary Gall provides entrepreneurs a system of goal setting and accountability to create clarity about where you are now, your future direction, and the most effective way to get there. Book your free call at successmagnified.com today.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hello and welcome back. This is Coach Christine Clark, and this is Forging a Life, going beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. We're here every fourth Tuesday of the month. What is in your steel? What are the elements that make you unique, make you specific, and guarantee that you can call in the future that is yours? You know, the steel that is used to create the katana, the samurai sword, is very specific. My husband, Howard, who makes the swords, chooses only 2 different types of steel that he works with to make what he produces. And the steel has to, of course, go into the fire. It has to be hammered on. And if we're lucky, there might be a little clip, if you're on YouTube or on Facebook, of a billet being worked under the hammer. It's a really big piece of steel. It's red hot. And then it's being just drawn out under the power hammer, a huge power hammer with a 200-pound ram. But the working of the steel creates in it the strength, the resiliency, the sharpness, and the edge holding that is absolutely necessary for the katana. Those are the attributes that they're looking for. And the 1086 steel is one of the names of the steel that my husband uses, and the other is L6 steel. And I will show you on, if you're on YouTube or Facebook, you can see this. I've got two of these bars of steel, and one is 1086. I know it's 1086 because it says so on the end. And the other one is L6. And I know that because we wrote L6 on it. And if you look at these are about 6 inches long. They're about an inch and a half round, and they're just bars, and they're smooth on their cylinders. And if you look at them, you can't really tell one from the other. They look almost identical. And yet each one is very specific in what it does because of the elements inside. There is less than 3% difference in these steels. 97% of the steel is iron, just iron. And then there's that 3%. And that little teeny bit of 3% is like all these different things. If you saw a graph of the L6 bar, it would show you like it would be 97% all one color steel. It would be iron. And then it would also have carbon. It would have manganese. It would have sulfur. It would have phosphorus. It would have molybdenum, nickel, and silicon in it. And all of those little teeny bits of elements, like the carbon is like the most, and it's like 0.5% of the whole steel is carbon. But carbon is one of those things that allow the steel to get hard, and then which gives it the attribute of being able to be sharpened and hold the edge for a long time. And the cool thing about looking at the steel and these is that you can't see what's inside it. You know, the attributes are there to let it be something magnificent. And yet on the outside, you're thinking, no, these look about the same and you can't really tell them apart. Like people, you can't see when you are looking at somebody else what's in their steel, what's inside them. I mean, it's lovely that we don't all look identical like the bars of steel that are we have a spectrum of colors, shapes, sizes. People come in this beautiful, abundant calligraphy. And yet, when you look at somebody, you don't know what they're capable of, what might be inside them. We have a young friend who my husband and my sons know because of paintball. And we heard that this young woman has become a police officer, and she's about maybe 5'4". And just last week, there was a call, and some man was out on a roadway swinging a shovel to hit cars as they went by. I think he had something else as far as a big bar of steel or an axe or something else as well as the shovel. And the taser did not affect him, and he was jacked up on meth. And so she put in a call for backup. And by the time backup arrived, she had subdued the guy, and it was controlled and it was handled. And when you think of this person being small and yet look at what she was able to do, you don't know what people are capable of, what skills they have to manage any situation that they come into. I'm reminded of a young man that 100 years ago when I was doing youth group with kids, there was this one particular kid who was unruly and always causing trouble, always an instigator, always the prankster. And frankly, on youth group, he drove me nuts and was hard to contain and control. And it was just I would have not thought much of what his prospects were, because I didn't think he could focus long enough. Years later, I happened to meet him. He had graduated from high school. He had graduated from college. He had gone to college on a golfing scholarship. He had a great job and a steady girlfriend. And I looked at this mature, gentle, smart young man, and I was like, wow, I would have never seen that. We don't know what we don't know when we look at somebody else, because what's inside us, what's in our steel, what our elements are, don't show. And yet we have them. And then we have to go through the processes of having those brought forth for us to be able to live the life we want to lead. So when you have struggle, when you have pain, when there is shame and you're face down in the arena, you know, that's tempering, that's forging, so that you have knowledge, so that you have strength, so that you have resilience, so you have edge holding, because you don't get there without having to go through the fire. On the other end, when you have love, when you have mastery, when you're excelling and you have emotional intelligence and those aha moments when you're on those mountaintops, you're taking the hammer and you're hammering to shape your life. You're honing your edge. Those are the pieces. And without those events in your lives, without those experiences, you don't access what's inside. If we had just smooth going all the time, we wouldn't look much different than the bar of steel, just very smooth and really not much of anything. There's not a lot you can do with a bar of steel that's 6 inches long, an inch and a half wide and solid. It's just there. It's a good doorstop. But without that, you know, without us going through our experiences, what else, you know, can we be? And that brings us out. It is one of those really, really important pieces as we go through. Because on the mountaintops, it's great. We love being there. We are being confirmed on every possible level. And when we are in the fire and it's tough and it hurts, and we want, is this possible? You know, why am I doing this? Why do I have to do this? Why is this happening to me? I don't know. I've asked that question. Why me? Why am I having to deal with this? And it's because there is something in there that is tapping into that 3% of you that is magnificent and huge. And that's why we go through those things. You look back on your life and you can say, I don't like this, you know, don't like what happened. You can tell yourself stories about why things were bad and blame, you know, and look at making yourself very small. Or you could change the story and say, look at what I gained because I did this. I went through this. If you want to go deep into those kinds of conversations, sign up for the free coaching program. I would love to work one-on-one with you, helping you hone your skill, hone yourself, bring out your elements in 2022. Just send an email to Christine@sunglowtransformation.com. Give me your name, your phone number, and your email address, and we'll pull out a name and see who gets that for this month. You can find me on the web at my website, Sunglow Transformation, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, at Coach Christine Clark and at Sunglow Transformation. You know, there is more to every story. There's more to every event. There is the back history. And when we come back, we're going to look at what happens in the surface and then what's underneath. We're going to look deeper into those stories. So we'll come back after this break. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit WildMinistriesLLC.com.
Hello again, this is Coach Christine Clark, delighted to have you with me today. And we're talking about those events in our lives that hone us, that bring out our elements, that help us become who we are meant to be. And in every event, there's always something deeper, always the backstory. And when I was leaving my son, Ben, when he was 7 years old at camp, the backstory for him and what I knew at the time was going through my head as I was trying to extricate myself from him so he could stay at camp. And I knew that he was going to be in good hands and have a good time. But when he was in kindergarten, and so seventh grade would be the summer after second grade. And when he was in kindergarten, his primary teacher had got pregnant. And she was pregnant. And so she left shortly after the school year began. And they had a vivacious young gal come in and teach the kindergartners. And she ended up staying all the way through till the semester break, till the holiday break. And then when they came back from holiday break, the original teacher was there. And on the day they came back from break, the children were told that the gal that had been their teacher for the first semester had died. She was very young. She was vivacious, but she had apparently bone cancer that was only discovered right at the holidays. And within 2 weeks, she was gone. And so these kids at the group of kindergartners got introduced to the idea of loss and death really early as a group. The summer between kindergarten and first grade, we're all playing Little League and we've got most of the kids there. Very small school, very small group of kids. During the Little League season, one of the kids that was in my son's class, his mother was in a car accident and she died. And so this young boy and his sister, who was a year behind him, were then parentless because there had not been a father in there. And I remember the jar at the Little League, checking out at the concession stand, you know, to put money in for the two kids. And so someone, you know, again, loss, a loss of a mother. And then in the winter of second grade, there was another loss. A mother was driving with a baby sister and a girl that was in my son's class, and it was snowing, and she pulled out in front of a Budweiser delivery truck, which was all white in the front, and we figure she just didn't see it, and both the baby sister and the mother died, and we went to the double funeral. So when I'm there handing Ben off, I knew that he was afraid that if he let me go, he would lose me. Whew, that was 20 years ago, and it's still there. And I knew that if I could have chosen to say he didn't have to stay at camp, I could have chosen to take him home. I could have made that choice. But as a parent, I knew that this was a seed of insecurity, and that to leave him there to face this anxiety would be powerful for him, would be good for him. And it was the hardest choice I had to make because I knew where it was coming from. I thought I knew where it was coming from, and made a choice to leave him there anyway. And when I picked him up 3 days later, he said, "Mom, I don't know why I was upset." I said, "Yeah, I understand." He says, "I had a great time. He made friends. He got to sleep in a teepee and got to do all the camp stuff. And it was good." But that was a tempering moment to temper and confirm what was in his steel. The pain of leaving him forged me into being a better parent. And it also gave him confidence and to feel uneasy and still go ahead and do new things. It solidified what was in his steel. And that's what can be in our moments. When something comes to a head, when something that happens in our lives, sometimes it comes out of the blue. But most often there is a backstory. And it's a time for us to be able to get a grip on that and to realize something significant within ourselves. And it can be beautiful in the midst of the pain and the hard. You know, when I was at that conference, at that Mary Kay conference as a direct salesperson, and it was natural for me to want to speak to the qualities I saw in the people around me. And when I got that hug from that director and opened my eyes and saw the standing ovation and had that jolt, it was an opening to an understanding of what I'm made of what one of my elements is, which is confirming the best in people, being able to see their elements and to draw that out of them, which now, 25 years later, as a life coach, is a forte, and I get to spend my time pulling the best out of people so that they can live their life. And the satisfaction, the gift it gives me to do that with people is beyond anything I could have guessed at 20 years ago. But that was moment in that event, was that element getting revealed. And so we have those opportunities as we have life events for our elements to get revealed and then to be brought forward. You know, when you make that hard decision, when you learn to say or choose to say no. No, I'm not going to take on this volunteer position. No, I'm not going to spend my time doing X, Y, or Z. It's nice to be asked. It's wonderful to be included. And when you can step back and say, what is important for me to be spending my time and energy on? What are those things that I care most deeply about? And how can I give my time and energy to those things? And then have the courage to say no to the other things, that clarity. That's a hard decision. When we can say yes to something that's unknown, yes to something that's in front of us that maybe we don't know why we want it or why we're choosing it, but it feels right in our gut. It's our intuition saying, oh, this. And then we have the courage to follow that, to say yes to something unknown, something outside our comfort zone, outside our experience. Those are also those moments where we learn about who we are and what we're made of and what the life can be, what options and choices are available to us. I think one of those other hard decisions that people can make is when you set a boundary to exclude something or not include somebody in your life. If someone is toxic and when someone is not helping you along your path, sometimes you have to cut that out and set that boundary to just move on and separate so that you can be authentic to who you are. And that's really tough. It is so hard to make those decisions. And yet in those decisions, you are elevating yourself. You are learning about yourself and your elements of who you authentically are being able to bring to the forefront and lead you in the direction that you want to go as you learn to make those decisions that are the tough ones. You know, loss is also one of those honing. You're deep in the forge. You're in the salt pot where you're, you know, being surrounded and thoroughly going through the thermal cycle. When you've lost something, when somebody leaves and dies too soon, and we have to deal with that. If you have been let go from a job or had to fire somebody, those are huge times where you're in the fire. You really are. It can pull the rug out from underneath you. I think of what it like for people when they lose their home, regardless of how it happens, whether it's foreclosure, whether it's a fire, whether it's a tornado. We've had some of those in my area over the last several weeks, and it's destroyed some homes. And what does that look like when you face that kind of loss? It comes out of the blue, and yet you survive. You figure it out, you rebuild. And those are the pieces that I think, in the worst of cases, the strongest piece of you is what comes to the surface, is what we find. And that's worth having. That's worth growing from, pulling out of. And so there's all different kinds of ways that we can come up against things and grow from them. There's also the mountaintop experiences. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how those mountaintop pieces also hone us, show our brilliance, let us claim the best life that is for us. I am Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life, Going Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. I am here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can submit for that free coaching program. I encourage you to put your name, phone number, and email in. Send me an email at christine@sunglowtransformation.com. You can find me outside the web beyond Transformational Talk Radio. My website is sunglowtransformation.com. I'm at LinkedIn and on YouTube and on Facebook and Instagram at Coach Christine Clark, as well as at Sunglow Transformation. So when we come back, we're going to talk about those mountaintop pieces that also gain us insight into our path and draw us to the future that is waiting for us. And we'll be right back after the break.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark. Welcome back. We were talking about, you know, those hard pieces when you have to make a hard decision or when you have loss in any form in your life and how that hones you and puts you in the fire. But you can have lessons that you pull from that and it really shows what you're capable of. We also get to have that when we have those wonderful experiences, when we have those mountaintop experiences, when, you know, things are exciting and happy and fantastic, you know, when you close the deal, when you can sign the contract and everybody's happy about what's going on and how it's happening. You know, those are times where you confirm not what you're, what you are capable of and it's just nice to get that. Yeah, I did it. I made it. Look at this. It's the places where we can lean into and say, look what I've been able to create. And then we can look back at what I went through to get here and see this is what it's all about, to be able to stick with it, to grow, to claim all of the amazing abilities that you have and have something wonderful. You know, if you get selected for the team, when you get promoted, when there's a new offer and someone says, hey, we've heard good things about you. We'd like you to come over here and would you work with us? And let's see what this looks like. And it's, oh yeah, that's fun. When we are recognized for excellence, whether it's when you're in college or in high school and you receive a scholarship, when you get community awards and recognized, whether it's the chamber or state or national or something that says, hey, look at this, and we want to recognize these people with for their excellence. Those are the mountaintop experiences, and there is so much to learn in those, so much to solidify and confirm us in those, and we want to just embrace them and hold them and say, yeah, I can do this. I have what it takes, and I am being recognized by other people. And this is always fun. It's exciting. It's great. So those mountaintop experiences also lead us in the direction of our destiny. And they are the confirmation steps that make the journey easier, that lift us up and allow us to confirm for ourselves, yes, yes, yes. And that's what is so wonderful and exciting. When you look in the mirror, it's important to know that you are more than your reflection. You know, we talk about the steel and just how plain it looks in its raw form, right? You don't know what's in there. You don't know what it's capable of, but it's capable of amazing things. And when you look at yourself, you recognize that this outside shell, whatever it is only the cover on the book. And what's inside you is what counts, is what's real, is what's deep. And the unique elements that are in your steel confirm that you have what it takes. Whatever your specialty is, whatever gifts or talents you bring to the forefront. I know so many amazing, wonderful people as I network, as I coach. My forte is working with entrepreneurs, and I love how everybody has their niche and has their skill set and then their courage, and they dive in. Because when you are stepping out to run your own business, whether it is a side hustle and you still have a full-time job, all the way through to having employees and doing a full-time job, everything in between, you are the most courageous people that there are, because you are choosing to step outside the comfort zone and become the face of your business, and everything changes with that. And I honor that. So whatever your skills are, whatever your talents are, whether you're a Reiki and a Reiki master, whether you do healing touch, if you have gifts of discernment, if you have technical skills and can be a computer whiz or know how things put together and you can build things, take things apart, fix them. If you have great hand-eye coordination, all of those are your gifts. And it's just lovely to see in those and people. My husband, Howard, when he moved into knife making, I really felt, and that was over 30 years ago, that he had finally found a place where he could put together both working with his hands and using his head, because he's incredibly intelligent and he always loves working with his hands. And when he was able to do both, because the metallurgy, the science of the metallurgy and knife making caught on for him, and that engaged his brain, and he began to do heat treatment experiments and look at stuff under the microscope to be able to create the highest functioning knife that he could. And then eventually that led to the swords. It was a perfect match. When you have that, is just an elevation and a smoothing out of your path to your destiny. And I hope that is something that each and every single one of you have. Find those things that you're really excellent at and use them. Find ways to use them so that you can have satisfaction in your life. You know, when I look at the L6 deal, and it's just that little teeny 3% of that steel that makes it what it is. It is amazing to me. You know, steel has everything it needs to be and do what it's meant to do. All the elements are there from the start. It lacks nothing. It's the same with us. All our elements are right here. We lack nothing. We have the pieces that we need to have the life we want. And no amount of success or failure changes the value of the steel. Its elements remain solid. And so it is for us humans, right? We are birthed whole, complete, and valuable. Now, we know that the steel has to be forged. It has to be drawn out. It has to be ground. You know, it has to go through the grinder to take out the hammer tracks and smooth it out. It needs to be tempered. It needs to go into the deep heating to be able to refine the internal structure. And all of that makes it the highly functional work of art it is. So to do that, you know, we need to be forged. We need to be sharpened. We need to be smooth. We need to be tempered in order for our elements to emerge and to shine in us. You know, the fires that you have been through have brought you knowledge and perspective and strength and resilience and power. And those mountaintop pieces have confirmed and solidified, strengthen, shine light, let you be that highly functional work of art that is absolutely your life. You say, yes, it's me. I can do this. I am doing this. And all of that is just what it takes to be who we're meant to be. You know, you can't tell from the outside looking at the steel that those little teeny tiny bits in there hold the possibility. And then the hammering and the forging and the grinding reveal the elements as our life experiences reveal our elements. You know, the gift in the steel is that it will respond according to its authentic makeup. We have to uncover and claim what is authentically us. The highs and the lows of life are the processes. The processes are our path, which is ours alone. The significant events in your life are for you to shape you, to acknowledge your elements, trust your elemental makeup, and claim your unique process that leads to living your destiny. I am Coach Christine Clark. This has been Forging a Life, Going Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. We'll see you next time on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, at 2 p.m. Eastern. You can find me on the web at Sunglow Transformation, Coach Christine Clark. Until next month, keep hammering away. You've got this.
Thanks for tuning in to Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Remember to acknowledge your talents and skills. Your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit existence aligned with your core self. To learn more or work with Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.